Hello. Welcome to Be The Vibe Radio with your hostess, Crystalis Sun. And for those tuning in for the first time, I am Crystalis Sun, broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia. And a little bit about myself. I am a content creator for Be The Vibe Radio, owner of Simbi's Conjure and Therapeutic Vibrations. I am an initiated Lukumi priest, teacher, published author, medium, spiritista, and crystal connoisseur. And I'm super, super excited because today's episode marks our third anniversary of Be The Vibe Radio. So we've got a whole new revamp on this podcast. I'm so excited about the fact that we are going into 3 years strong. And I'm very excited about the growth and the listenership and, you know, the excitement, the feedback we've gotten from the listeners. So you'll start to see we got a whole new format going on for this wonderful podcast. So tonight's episode is Why in the Sky, which is our monthly forecast, spiritual and astrological forecast. And for those who are not new to this podcast, you know that I record this with a special guest, which is Mr. Shaman Hands.
Peace, everyone. I am here in the building once again, excited to be here for the revamp. We're going to switch it up a little bit on y'all tonight. And for those who do not know me, I am a Lukumi Aberisha. I operate the metaphysical store Physics. And I also am an ordained healing minister with concentrations in healing hands and astrology. And I'm a certified Reiki initiate, product consultant, wellness consultant, registered metaphysician. The list goes on and on. So I don't want to take up too much time with the credentials, but that's a little bit about who I am. Is that good?
Does that work? Yes, that means we definitely have more than enough background to bring you what we're bringing you tonight.
Yes.
Which we chuckle because we have 2 months in a row where we've missed the Why in the Sky. And first of all, those who do listen regularly know that we typically do not miss Why in the Sky. We're pretty consistent with it.
Yes.
But, and then if we do miss it, rarely or never have we ever. Two months in a row.
No.
But July and August was rough, and it was rough for us. I know it was rough for you guys not having this information that we're going to be presenting to you tonight. So we definitely apologize, but we are back on it with our new revamp of Be The Vibe Radio. And yeah, what we'll be talking about tonight is going over the tarot pool for the month, which is my portion, and talking about the spiritual aspects of the month and what to expect and how to move through it. And then Mr. Shaman will be coming in with the good old natal plano. I'll just say
the plano.
That's gonna be the word now. The planetary alignments for the month and what to prepare for and how to move through them. So get ready, get your pen and pad, and we'll get right into things.
Yes, indeed.
So what are we looking at for September? You should see Shaman's face. He immediately has his face in his hands, just shaking his head like, oh my God. You know, I do recognize that, well, first of all, what we have going on as far as the tarot pool for the month of September is actually a continuation of July and August, but you guys don't know that because we didn't give you July and August. So, well, the themes that I speak on, you'll be able to relate still because it'll be themes that we've been dealing with for the last couple of months. So, right. So, it was actually very interesting. We had a balanced pool. We have, you know, a fair amount of major and minor arcanas. The only thing that was missing was pentacles, which I'll will discuss the importance of that. But basically, our theme for this month is action, and error, which action and error are not a good combination, but action, error, and attracting what you don't want. But also the biggest theme for this month is that September is going to be month of self-mastery. So you're going to have to be practicing and incorporating a lot of self-mastery this month. A lot of just focusing more on what you can do and how you can react to things, and not so much about what other people have going on or how they react to things or controlling others. And there's a big, big reason why that's going to be vital, right? So what's interesting is that the first card that got pulled, which is actually the first major arcana that has showed up in the last 3 months, because I did, even though we didn't broadcast for July and August, I actually did pull cards for July and August, and there hadn't been any major arcana cards, nor were there any major arcana cards in June either. So we're kind of seeing the Chariot as the first major arcana card that we've had since about May. And the Chariot showing up is actually very interesting right now. The Chariot is about travel, long distance or like actually relocating. But more so, like, that's on the physical level, like just the mundane level. Chariot showing up will, represent movement, like long distance travel or relocating. But on a more spiritual level, the Chariot represents self-mastery. So those who have tarot decks or who are familiar with the deck, typically the Chariot shows up as a person driving a chariot with one white horse and another black horse. And symbolically, that represents mastering the shadow side, which is the black horse of ourselves, versus the light bearing, or the parts of ourselves that we show up in the world as, which is the white horse, and having to control both of those horses at the same time in order to get to your destination. That's what the Chariot represents. So in order to be able to do that, and I don't know if anybody's ever driven a wagon or a chariot or horses, it takes a lot to be able to master controlling two horses at once to get to where you're going. Anybody who's even ridden one horse, horseback, knows how difficult it is to even just do that, let alone two horses. You have to be very focused and very clear on what you're doing, as well as be very clear about your destination in order to be able to pull that off. That's the energy that the Chariot is bringing, okay? Keeping your eye on your destination, keeping your path. Do not be pulled off course. Do not be pulled off course.
Did y'all hear that?
And the reason why I'm saying that is because
said it twice.
Yes, and it the reason why is because of this next card I'm about to talk about, but also because the Chariot has a theme with all the other cards that were pulled this month. There's a theme of the Chariot having a close relationship with each aspect of each card for this month, which is rare. It's very rare that you have one specific card that has its hand in every single theme, for the tarot pool for the Y in the Skies. So whatever you need to do to just kind of keep yourself mastery, and focusing on just yourself, your willpower, your focus, that is what needs to be first and foremost for the month of September. And if you can get that initiated, like now or early on, you'll actually be able to coast spiritually the rest of the month. Because the rest of these cards is a struggle, and I'm gonna share why. All right, so the next card that showed up is the Five of Wands. And there were quite a few, this was the only Wands card. We had a few Swords going on. So this is the interesting thing. Wands and Swords together don't really make a good match, because you've got Wands, which is fire, and you've got Swords, which is air. Right? So then you've got a lot of just fanning the flames going on when you have that going on. And that's pretty much what's happening, right? So you have the Five of Wands, which represents competition. On a simple, basic level, Five of Wands represents competition. So there'll be a lot of themes about that this month. Either you being invited to compete, or, test your skills against your peers, or other people wanting to compete with you. So if you're the type of person that deals with a lot of jealousy or, you know, has people kind of like a frenemy type situation, you know, you're going to see a lot more of that competitiveness going on in regards to you from others, if that makes sense. But one thing or message that the Five of Wands brings us is for us not to be afraid to enter into the race. Like, don't be afraid to compete. Don't be focused on whether you'll win or you'll lose, because there's a lot of lessons that come from the act of competing. When we compete with others, if it's in a healthy way, I will say that. So if it's a healthy, friendly competition, what that says is you entering into that is you acknowledging that you have the skills and the abilities to match your peers. So it's more of an empowerment thing for you versus, you know, more than anything else, you know. So yeah, it's great when we compete and we win, but it doesn't necessarily suck if we compete if we lose, you know, unless you made a bet and you got to come out of money. But other than that, there's nothing to you know, you gain when you compete. You know, either you win or you lose, but you gain lessons, is my point.
In a healthy way. Yes, because there's been a lot of unhealthy competition going on.
Yes. So, yes, definitely. So, yeah, hold your position. This is another aspect of the Five of Wands, because if it's not healthy, then it brings a level of bullying or aggressive behaviors towards you. People trying to sway you away from your stance or from your position. And that is where the Chariot comes in. Because again, remember, the Chariot's message is to hold your position, like stay focused on your destination. So if you are on the Chariot, focused on your destination, but then you're dealing with this Five of Wands energy, people trying to pull you every which way, it's going to pull you off course. So the Five of Wands is basically an invitation or a exercise of your ability to be able to stay on your course and hold your position. So don't allow yourself to be bullied. Don't allow yourself to be distracted and pulled off course. But on a social level, the Five of Wands, you know, it's a very fiery card, very Aries, warlike, masculine card. Out of all the wands, the Five of Wands is the most aggressive of them. So what it brings is fiery opinions and lack of agreement. It brings lots of misunderstandings. So that's the reason why it's important for you to hold your position. Because the more that you are clear and you hold your position, the more you're able to communicate with others where you stand. You know, because of course, if you're not sure yourself, when you try to communicate it, it's not going to come out right. And then people are going to not understand what the hell you're even saying or where you're coming from. So definitely make sure that you are mindful of any types of misunderstandings. A lot of times, too, with the Five of Wands, it's a neutralized standpoint, like an impasse, I guess is the word, where you're not winning. Like, neither side is winning. So you're competing, and it's just a constant tie. Like, you know, a tie. Like, there's no, you know, person who won't, you know, nobody's winning, basically. So with that being said, it is a warning for you to kind of pick and choose your battles too, or pick and choose your competitions. You know, if it's going to be a complete waste of energy, you know, where nobody's getting anywhere, then yeah, you know, sit back, fall back, and just let that opportunity. Don't even enter into that fray. Okay. The Five of Wands also represents scheduling problems and travel delays. Okay. It's important to pay attention to details when this card shows up. And of course, not paying attention to details is what also leads to misunderstandings, which that's what I'm dealing with today. I had to mediate a whole situation, you know, between two people because, you know, it's they're texting to each other and they're not paying attention to the details as they're reading each other's responses. So it's making it's making even more of a misunderstanding, and then nobody's getting anywhere because they're just not paying attention to the details. So you'll see a lot of that going on. And it's not just with communication, but it's important to pay attention to written documents and other written details, fine print. Mm. Okay. So that's all of what the Five of Wands is bringing us. Mm. Now, the next card is where we get into the influence of the swords. And of all of the swords, it's the Nine of Swords. And I kind of chuckle because, again, for those who are familiar with a traditional deck, the Nine of Swords depicts a person, usually like a woman, who is sitting upright in bed with head in her hands. And there's like nine swords that are like sticking out of her bed, like her bed frame. And it's a very accurate depiction of the energy of the Nine of Swords. And the message it brings is staying focused. Again, that theme. So that's, again, the theme this month is to stay focused. Because the Nine of Swords brings confusion, outside influences, you know? So it's, swords is air. You know, air is one, communication. But two, it is our perceptions and the way that we think of things. But the Nine of Swords specifically is a card that represents our response to our responses to outside influences, how we internalize outside influences, right? Whereas a lot of the other sword cards are about just how we are our ways of thinking that are just ingrained or our programming, you know, the story that we're constantly telling us ourselves in our minds that are already there, that's internal, that a lot of the other sword cards represent that. But the Nine of Swords represents just how we respond to other people putting shit in our heads, basically. So, again, it's an invitation to stay focused. The need to center. You're going to have to do a lot of centering this month, a lot of meditating, a lot of sitting with self and grounding and just saying, hey, and connecting damn near every day with, okay, who am I? What is my purpose? What is my intention? And just on a broad level, and then every day sitting with yourself, you know, even further and asking yourself, okay, what are my plans for the day? What is my intention for the day? How do I want my day to go? Like, what type of communications do I want to have with people? What type of interactions do I want to have with people? Detailed. How much money do I want to make today? How do I want to prioritize my day? Who do I want to talk to? Who do I want to spend my day with? How much time do I want to give to these different people? Like, that's how clear and concise you have to be with this Nine of Swords showing up as it's paired with the Chariot and the Five of Wands. Mm. Because otherwise, if you're not that focused, the fire from the Five of Wands is just, it's going to be fed off of this confusion of the Nine of Swords, right? So if you have a certain type of clarity and that centeredness that you are enforcing every single day, then whatever you deal with the Five of Wands is not going to be, it's not going to be enough to pull you off course. Because again, that's the message, right? In addition to that, the Nine of Swords also brings worry, anxiety, stress, and fear. But it's all imaginary ghosts. That's the other aspect of the Nine of Swords. Like, all this worry, all this fear, all this stress is for shit that don't even exist. Mm. You worried about nothing. You're anxious over nothing. Like,
oh my God.
You know, and that's the reason why it's important to center and be extremely discerning. Because the Nine of Swords will have, like the card, will have you up at night losing sleep over a ghost, over something that, well, ghosts do exist, but for lack of a better...
For an illusion.
For you, an illusion, exactly. For a worry that has...
Make-believe.
Make-believe.
fictitiousness.
Fictitious.
Fake.
And I'll tell you how it could be, like how, just to give a broad example, it's like me being worried all the time about losing my job, but I own my own store. So it's like, I don't need to worry and be anxious and be fearful over getting fired when I'm the boss of my own store. That's the kind of energy that the Nine of Swords brings, like us being overly worried about shit that literally does not exist, that literally is not a problem. Oh, you should see Shaman's face.
There's just so much I want to say on that.
Well,
I'm trying to be respectful that this is not my platform.
Well, it is your platform. It's just you haven't had your turn yet.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Can I at least say something?
Uh-oh.
On the back end of what you just
said? Yes, go ahead.
So would that be like similar to being afraid of a virus that don't exist?
It could be similar.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
Just wondering. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick little commercial break. Are you looking for a more in-depth understanding of your personal energies, strengths, gifts, or life purpose? Do you want to know what challenges you are susceptible to and how to easily avoid them based on your very own individual astrological blueprint? Well, Shaman Hands offers a wide range of astrology readings that will provide you with the very tools you need for long-term self-awareness and success. Shaman Hands will teach you how to successfully operate within the uniqueness you carry, how to create harmony between you and your partner or even your child. Shaman Hands specializes in medical and electoral astrology and provides readings for adult individuals, couples, and children. So log on to revshan.as.me and book your appointment with Shaman Hands today. That's revshawn.as.me. All right, we are back, and I just have two more cards to talk about. You should see Shaman smile. One day we're gonna start recording these live where you guys could actually see our expressions, and it's so hilarious. If y'all could just see what we be looking like, our faces when we be recording these Why in the Skies, it's very entertaining. So the next card is that showed up is the only emotional card, but it's reversed, and it's actually a card that we prefer not to have reversed, and it's the Two of Cups, okay? So the Two of Cups is the physical representation of the Lovers card. So the Two of Cups is the mundane aspects of relationships, whereas the Lovers represent the spiritual or the cosmic aspects of partnership and harmony. Right. So Shaman knows what that implies, what the implications, but I'm going to break it down for y'all.
Break it down.
So the Two of Cups reverse in this context, and even when I do readings for people, it boils down to attracting what you don't want. Either attracting what you don't want or an inability to attract anything at all.
Damn.
You know, so your magnetism, you're being off, or an interruption or a disruption of the law of attraction. You know, I'll say disruption because, you know, the law of attraction, it's a universal law. I mean, you're always going to attract shit to you. But it's way more preferable to attract what you do want versus attracting what you don't want. So that's what's going on this month. We are attracting what we don't want, or we are not attracting anything at all. But on a relationship level, it represents disharmony in relationships, draining relationships, or relationships that don't fulfill you or that don't drain you. Because anytime you have a cup card that's reversed, it's a symbolic spilling over of that energy, of those emotions. Dissatisfaction in relationships, And also not trusting your intuition, you know, because, you know, cup cards are very intuitive aspects of the minor arcana. So it makes sense if you're already dealing with, you know, confusion and arguments and misunderstandings, you know, so then, yes, it's going to be tense in the home. And this is more so close relationships, friendships, of course, yes, but with your romantic partners, you know, because again, Two of Cups is a physical or mundane representation of the lovers. So we're talking about those that are dating or was married or are partnered. You're going to struggle with your relationship this month, okay? And that's another reason why it's extremely important for you to be crystal clear and for you to center, because and watch that Nine of Swords energy, because if you're dealing with energy or emotions that are connected to, again, the fear, worry, anxiety, and it's imaginary shit, then it makes sense that that will spill over into your relationship. So now you're dissatisfied and you're upset and you're angry with your partner over imaginary shit. So, oh God, I wish you guys could see Shaman's face. You want what's going on in that brain of yours? Tell the people.
I'm just taking it all in. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, it is.
I'm also thinking about what I'm gonna be speaking on, which we haven't gotten to yet.
But yes.
Yeah.
But we will be getting to that.
Yeah.
In a minute, because I only got one more card to talk about, and it's another sword card. And it's the only character card. So that's another thing that hasn't shown up in a while. We haven't had characters show up, and we haven't had major arcana show up in a while. Now, for those who are just tuning in for the first time, character cards represent what we call in the tarot the court cards. So page, knight, king, and queen. And in a deck, a traditional tarot deck, those represent people in your life or characteristics that you may possess or the people around you may possess.
Can I just guess which one it is?
What is it?
You said it's air, right?
Yes.
Is it the page?
No.
Oh.
It's actually the king of swords.
Ooh.
Right. Which interesting. Is very interesting. So I'm going to tell you why, right?
Please tell me.
So the king, and it's interesting that you asked about the page, because the page is the we call it the adolescent or the undeveloped aspect of that suit, whereas the king is the mastery of that suit. And again, sword is air that represents mental capacity, logic, critical thinking, perception. So you're bringing in an energy of someone who has mastered those faculties, which is what we need, apparently, for the rest of the bullshit that's going on for this month. So that's the King of Swords is showing up as the archetype of what we're trying to aspire to. And again, this is connected to the Chariot. If you can have your self-mastery and you can work on that and stay centered and focused, then the ultimate goal for this month is to be or have that energy of the King of Swords. Right? Because the King of Swords is somebody who is a cool but calculating person, someone who does not make decisions based off emotions. They make decisions based off of what's practical, what's tangible, what's right in front of them, what's best for everybody. Again, practical, logical. It represents an ambitious person. So this also ties into that Five of Wands, because if you are competing, you need to have an ambitious energy, and in order to win, you know, you would need to exude or embody or integrate the energies of that King of Swords, you know, that you know, because if you're competing, it's like, for example, you're playing chess, you know, that's the ultimate game of mental fortitude against an opponent. So when you're playing chess, you have to be the King of Swords to win, because you have to be logical. You have to anticipate your opponent's moves. You have to be able to look at the bigger picture. You have to be able to stay cool if you lose a couple pawns and a knight, you know? So that's the energy, you know, that is where the ambitiousness comes in as important. But don't mistake that You know, don't mistake it. The King of Swords is a very masculine energy. So you're also talking about masculine ambitiousness, right? Getting things done, making moves, making things happen. It's a very action-oriented energy, especially when you have the energies of the Five of Wands, you know, supporting it. So whereas the Five of Wands is a detriment to the Nine of Swords, the Five of Wands is actually a complement to the King of Swords, as long as you're operating in the King of Swords positive aspects or non-shadow side, right? The King of Swords also represents structure, order, and authority. So you're going to see more of that masculine energy when it comes to, you know, male authority, male leaders, and structure. It is a slight institution type of feel to it. So now you're talking about our masculine-based institutions, government, higher learning, clergy, you know, with religion, things like that. That also is a King of Swords type of energy. It has a very Saturn-like type feel to it. So when I was doing these cards, it made me wonder what the hell might be going on with Saturn, if Saturn was even doing anything. Because it was just a very strong energy of just structure and order and rules. However, when it's not balanced, it represents a tyrant, a bully, somebody who's impatient, a seductive man or a seductive masculine energy. So, you know, that's the part where you have to be careful because, you know, if you got somebody, again, King of Swords is a calculated person. And somebody who is cool and calculated, that could be manipulative, someone who plays mind games, or in institutions that play mind games. That's another reason why it's important to have your discernment and your clear focus. It out at the very worst level represents a male narcissist. So watch out for that, those types of people this month. But the overall energy or the message of the King of Swords is to focus on the head and not the heart. And clearly, that is, you know, backed by the Two of Cups reversed, you know, so it's more detrimental this month to be in your feelings than it is to be in your head. Even if you're confused, your head is still a better place to make decisions from for this month. That's how much this theme is playing out with these cards. You're in a way better position if you are clear and you are centered and you are discerning, right? You want to always come from a place of logic and practicality for this month.
Whew. Yeah, I'm exhausted. I feel like I already went.
Well, with that being the case, let's take a short little break. Let's just take a short little break and gather ourselves.
All right.
Actually, that's Kaya's beautiful love song. Let it rain. About to break out my rose quartz, Palo Santo and all sorts, sages and essential oils to spoil when you arrive. 20 minutes past 5, and I've been a busy bee cleaning up the hive. A queen deserves as much to thrive, and a king gotta set the vibe. So long as we reciprocate, it's never contrived. I've survived many battles with self, more wars than with anyone else. Being self-sufficient for so long, I ain't inclined to ask for help. That's a burden I bear, not a burden I share, but I figure I should at least make you aware. But I also got love and attention to spare. Name the place and I'll meet you there. Since you're always in my hair. Watch your step. You
know I'ma give it to you. My whole vibe is wild. I just took a pack of Molly to the face. Now I'm playing, but I'm flowing on the cloud. I figure if I keep my fingers tighter on the pussy trigger, I can hear the cry far no more. More than Kitty, when I kill it, she gon' feel it in the car. Either way, the wet spot gon' be gone by tomorrow. You feel me? I had it hard for a while. I'm rejuvenated. I see him lurking in the shadows, and I know they hate it. They hear the beat and get it shaking like it percolated.
Okay, we had a nice little break here. We done gathered our enforcements of energy. You know what it is, too, y'all? It is way past my bedtime to record.
It is.
So I'm like, I'm over here, I'm struggling too, and then just not doing a Y in the Sky for 2 months, and then us revamping. So yeah, we getting it together though. But yes,
it feels like it's been forever.
It does. Oh my God, this year has been so crazy, so crazy. Like, I'm just like, it's September already. I don't know, I already forgot what happened in January and February. Like,
you probably don't want to go back
there. I don't. But with that being said, we can get right into Mr. Shaman's portion, which is the astrology side of things. And what you got for the people?
Hello, everyone. It is officially my turn. And
oh, my God. You're so funny.
And, yeah, we're going to get right into this. And I'm just excited to see how this plays out because like we said in the beginning, you know, we're kind of switching things up for this new chapter of the podcast. And, you know, for those that have been following us, you know, all of the going through pretty much each and every day, giving out times and of different alignments and aspects and squares and trines and all that stuff, I ain't doing none of that. I ain't doing none of that. For one, it was too much. I think Toya agrees. Mm-hmm. Well, I call her Toya. This Chrysalis Sun is mm-hmm. is what most people know her as, but I say Toya. So if you hear me say Toya, that's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's me.
It just slips out of my mouth. but yes, it was just getting to be too much, y'all. We want to make sure that we keep these concise enough for y'all to really like get through the information and get onto what you're doing, and but still get enough from it, you know, the way you can use the information and it can really help you. So what I'm gonna do is I've got a snapshot of the first day of the month, I've got a snapshot of the last day of the month, and then I'm gonna discuss the highlights of the month.
That sounds like a good plan.
And we're just gonna let that unfold however it unfolds. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Because I still got a lot to talk about for September. Being that that's what I'm doing. So let's get right in. So basically, okay, so this is where I get into just talking about the month as a whole based on how the month is starting. And today is the first. I don't know if we said that.
Oh, no, we didn't. It is September 1st.
Yes, we're recording this on the 1st. And so the way that this month starts out, it pretty much sets the tone for the entire month. And one of the things that stood out when I first started looking at the initial chart for the month is that we have actually a conjunction between Lilith and the North Node, which is very interesting, especially being that the North Node has been in Gemini for a little while now. And so now the Lilith and Lilith and the North Node are coming together at the exact same degree to start the month off and set the tone. Well, not the exact same degree. They're 5 and 6. So Lilith is at 5, the North Node is at 6. But that's still a conjunction. Yeah. But then the flip side of that is this: we got the South Node in our good old Sagittarius. Sagittarius.
We love you, Sagittarius.
The good old fiery Sagittarius sign. And so for those who aren't familiar at all with the North Node and the South Node, basically the North Node is where your soul wants to go. It's the direction your soul wants to move in. The South Node is the direction your soul wants to be done with, but it's familiar. So you can like fall in the trap of going in the direction of your South Node because it's like comfortable, so to speak. Right. But with Lilith conjuncting the North Node,
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, perfect sound effect for that one, because Lilith has a lot of power to it, but it's a lot of power that can be dangerous to the self or the one wielding the power if they are not careful with balancing out the energies they're supposed to be balancing out. So what does that mean for Gemini and Sagittarius? Gemini and Sagittarius both deal with communication, right? Which y'all clearly heard Toya talking about a whole lot. And I'm going to be talking about a little more when I get to one of the main alignments, or the main events, rather, that's happening this month. Some of y'all probably already guessed it because we haven't seen it in a little while now. It's coming back around again. But the difference between the types of communication that we talk about when we talk about Gemini and Sagittarius, Gemini is two-way communication. Sagittarius is one-way communication. Sagittarius is the professor in front of the classroom not letting nobody raise their hand. Gemini is the telephone where we have two parties on the line, or at least two parties on the line. And information is being transferred back and forth. It's an exchange of information back and forth. So that's one of the major differences. Now, keep that in mind when we have the North Node, which is, remember, the direction our soul wants to move into, right? So that's Gemini, right? We want to move into that two-way information. We want to move into that information exchange, which we've been seeing a lot of that happening, right? In healthy ways and in very unhealthy ways. But with Lilith conjuncting the North Node, that means that, yes, our soul wants us to move in that direction, but if we are not careful with how we balance out the Gemini and Sagittarius energy, we can hurt ourselves very badly by engaging in two-way communication. Do y'all see where I'm going with this? The other thing about Sagittarius is Sagittarius is the explorer. Sagittarius is, in a lot of ways, the expert. Even though they may not be willing to have that two-way dialogue, they are the expert in a lot of ways. They're the professor. They're the ones, like I said, standing in front of the classroom. They can break things down on the chalkboard or the dry erase board or whatever we're using now with this new technology. So what does that mean for Lilith being conjunct the North Node in Gemini? It means that we all really have to be very careful about taking in information, engaging in information exchange, giving out information. Well, okay, so let me break it down one step at a time. One, we have to be very careful about dishing out information in the process of a two-way information exchange if we're not an expert in the information that we're dishing out.
Ooh, that was the basis of the mediation I had to do today.
So in other words,
and this was
if
today,
you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, keep it to yourself.
And this was September 1st, today?
Today is the 1st.
This is the same day that I had to sit here and mediate.
That's the chart I'm looking at.
The whole this played out for me today.
Yes, so if you are the one dishing out information, know what you're talking about.
Make sure you have all the information before you dish out the information.
Make sure you have done your research. Thank you for that echo.
Oh my God.
We got a lot of people out here putting out information and they have clearly
not
done their research. So this is the ultimate month where shit like that is going to get you in trouble.
And it did today for the people that I had to mediate for.
Now, one of the other things that means is if you are on the receiving end of information, go ahead, you took a breath, didn't you? That was a deep breath.
Yep.
Go ahead, take another one. If you are on the receiving end of the two-way communication, well, of the information that's coming across the two-way channel, make sure that if you are accepting the information that you're hearing or that you're getting, make sure that the person knows what the fuck they're talking about. Okay? Stop taking all this information in from non-experts. There's a lot of non-experts out here talking. There's a lot of health non-experts talking. There's a lot of virologists non-experts talking, or I guess I can't even call them virologists then, can I? There's a lot of non-experts talking about virology. There's a lot of non-experts talking about health and sickness and detoxing and the spreading of viruses and how we should keep safe and just a whole lot of shit that is dealing with one of the main topics that society is facing right now. So with that being said, I'm gonna let y'all let that sink in for a moment. And we're going to take a little commercial break.
We're going to do some announcements.
I'll be right back.
I got a couple quick announcements for the month of September. So first, BeTheVibe.com is having a fall sale. So from now through the end of September, you can receive 25% off of your online purchase. All you have to do is go to BeTheVibe.com and type in the discount code FALLISH. That's FALLISH upon checkout to receive your 25% off on your order. The next announcement I have is that I am back open for readings. I know I took a quick break. Well, it wasn't a quick break, but I took a break. But I'm back open for readings, but only until October 15th. So from now until October 15th, you can go ahead and book your spiritual reading, which would include like tarot or mediumship, ancestor readings, and just other mediumship or spiritual services that I offer, as well as Reiki. Now, remember that Reiki is an in-person service, and it is available only to Atlanta locals, okay? So go to BeTheVibe.com and click on the link that says services, and then you can go ahead and book your Reiki or your reading. Also, I'm excited to announce that this episode features music from my very good friend and brother, Anand the Griot. So the music that you've been hearing so far is from two of his albums. The first one is A Beautiful Headache. Second album is Alchemy. And he is a super dope artist, and I'm very, very excited to be featuring him. So you can find him his work on Tidal, or you can check him out on Instagram under Anand the Griot. That's AnandTheGriot. And speaking of artists, if you are an artist that wants your music featured on this podcast, just shoot us an email. We would be happy to feature artists. For those of you who know me, my background is in the art scene as a poet. So I'm always supporting local artists. So if you are one of those that would like to have your music sampled on one of our episodes, shoot an email to therapeuticvibrations.com.
And we're back. Everybody still okay out there? So now I'm going to talk about, because there's so many places I could go to talk about the tone that's being set for the month. But what I really want to do is get into the main events for the month. So just so everybody knows, we have the sun is now in Virgo as we're recording this. It is Virgo season. Shout out to all my Virgos out there. And we will be moving into Libra before the month is over. So that means that we are approaching the fall equinox. Yes, that is super major. And now that Toya actually explained the whole thing about the King of Swords, I actually recognize that that is a lot of what she was talking about, actually. That is what the King of Swords, a lot of it is related to. The fact that we have the sun going into the air sign, the sun, which is, you know, the king, the sun rules Leo, going into the air sign of Libra on the 22nd, which is a master number. So, bam, there go your King of Swords right there. And there were some other things that she said that I can't recall the top of my head, but that dealt more with what's happening in October. Something about, I think she said Saturn energy or something like that. But we're not going to get into a lot of what's going on with Saturn until next month, because we have Saturn going forward next month. We got Pluto going forward next month. Both of those are currently in retrograde. And we have, let's see, Jupiter also going forward next month. So all three of those planets are currently retrograde. And speaking of retrograde, Mercury goes retrograde next Tuesday. So we have a new moon on the 6th, a new moon in Virgo. Because remember, we're in Virgo season, and anytime we have a new moon, that means the moon and the sun are in the same spot. And then the very next day, y'all, the retrograde doesn't start on the 7th. The shadow starts on the 7th. But this is one of the longest Mercury shadows I've ever seen. The Mercury shadow, from what I've seen, is typically around like a week and a half, maybe a little bit longer than that. But this one is like 3 weeks long. So from the 7th all the way to the 27th, that's 20 days of Mercury shadow prior to the Mercury retrograde. That's damn near the whole month. Yeah, it is, right. It is. It is damn near the retrograde, because the retrograde itself is usually what? 21
days.
Like 3 weeks. Yeah. So I typically don't see a shadow the same amount of time, like the same length as the actual retrograde itself. The shadow is supposed to be preparing us for the retrograde. But this shadow is pretty much the same length as the freaking retrograde. And so we got the shadow starting on the 7th. It's going to last the entire month, pretty much, all the way up to the 27th. And then the 27th, we got Mercury going retrograde. So Mercury is currently, let's see, Mercury is currently in the sign of Libra. And it's going to go retrograde before it leaves Libra. So it's going to get all the way to the end of Libra, then retrograde to go back towards the beginning of Libra. And while Mercury is in Libra, Mercury is opposing Chiron, which is in Aries, the sign of war. Chiron is the planet. Right. You already know what that means.
Right. There goes that Five of Wands energy.
Chiron is all about childhood wounds. So if we're speaking about the collective consciousness, then we're talking about the childhood wounds of the collective consciousness. So we'll wrap that around your mind real fast. So that means that we as a collective consciousness got a lot of growing up to do.
Self-mastery.
That's what that means, you. Mm-hmm. That's what that means. So, and specifically in the area of war, in the area of competition, in the area of aggression, in the area of anger, violence. So in a sense, we want to be focused on peace, because Venus is also in Libra right now. Now Venus is going to be changing signs before the end of the month is out. Venus goes into Scorpio on the 10th, but from now to the 10th and pretty much all of August, if I remember correctly, a lot of August we had Venus, if not all of August, we had Venus in Libra. So we wanted to be peaceful. We wanted to be diplomatic. We were attracted to those ideas. But we had all this energy of Chiron and Aries and retrograde Chiron at that, and Aries pulling us in that direction, saying like, no, you got to deal with this, you got to deal with that, trigger here, trigger there, trigger warning. Like,
disclaimer, right?
You know what I'm saying? So in addition to everything I've already said earlier, you got all of this stuff going on. And so, yeah, on the 10th, you know, our focus in terms of what we are attracted to is going to switch, but it's not really going to help a whole lot, because it's going to change from being attracted to the peaceful stuff into the Scorpio stuff, you know what I'm saying, into the dark stuff, into the idea of secrets and things being hidden and us wanting to hide things from other people. And so it's like, if we don't like really be careful with, especially this first week or so of this month, like, we can easily get pulled into some like dangerous areas by like the end of next week. And that's already inside the shadow, because the shadow, like I said, starts Tuesday. So Tuesday we got the shadow beginning, and then by next Friday we got Mercury going into Scorpio. We got Venus going into Scorpio, which is even more shadow, the shadow self in a lot of ways. The deep, dark, like mist, like transformational stuff, you know what I'm saying? The death and the resurrection and all that. And then the following Tuesday, we got we got Mars entering into Libra. So Venus leaves Libra, and then Mars enters Libra. And then Mars entering Libra is going to set the tone for the week after that, which is the week of the fall equinox. And it's actually the same week as the full moon.
I love the fall equinox.
So just a quick recap. We got the new moon on the 6th, which is this coming Monday. Then the shadow begins on Tuesday, the Mercury shadow. Then that Friday, we got Venus leaving Libra, going into Scorpio. And then the following Tuesday, the 14th, we got Mars going into Libra, where Venus just came from. Then the following Monday, the full moon happens. We got the full moon in Pisces, which is all about illusion. You know, you spoke on that earlier. So now we're shedding light on the illusions and stuff and in the inner realms, in the metaphysical realms, the unseen realms. And then 2 days later, the 22nd, which is a Wednesday, we have the fall equinox, which is the sun entering into Libra. So the fall equinox happens less than a week prior to Mercury retrograde. So the fall equinox is really, really huge, because this is one of the 4 points in the year where we have a big opportunity to tap into the one of the thinnest, one of the points of the year where the veil is the thinnest. And this is also a turning point where we can activate our ability to shift some things and prepare to start new. But the fall equinox, especially if we compare it to the spring equinox, the fall equinox, a lot of people say actually starts the new year. And so this is the part where we get into getting ready to plant seeds for a whole nother year of manifestation that's not going to be completely in fruit form until next summer.
Because we've already harvested. August was technically our harvest season.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we in the shadow, we're going to be in the Mercury shadow when the equinox hits, that's, again, what Crystal was saying about the focus, the importance of focusing. Mm-hmm. That's why. That is why, because Mercury shadow means there's going to be a lot of miscommunication, like she talked about. There's going to, you know, all your devices are going to probably be acting up if they're not acting up already. Anything that has to do with communication, information exchange, all that shit is getting shaken up. And especially by the time the equinox hits. So when the equinox hits, you want to have already been in the mode of a very strong sense of focus, so that momentum can have built up by the time you get there, so that the seeds that you're planting by then, or on that day, or right after that day, or however you want to look at it in terms of using the equinox, the seeds that you're planting will bear the fruit that you want by the time next summer comes in 2022. So that's a really big deal. And then we pretty much wrap up the month with the Mercury retrograde starting on Monday the 27th. So, that's pretty much what we're looking at in September. And the retrograde is going to go from the 27th all the way through October 18th. Mercury goes direct on October 18th. So we're looking at some very intense times ahead, y'all, in terms of we don't have a lot of planetary transits. You know, we just got Venus and Mars changing signs. But shit, between the equinox being inside of the Mercury shadow and the Mercury retrograde actually starting full on before the end of the month hits, like, that's a lot to deal with. So remember, study what Mercury means. The Gemini aspects of Mercury are definitely going to be highlighted a lot more than the Virgo aspects of Mercury. Even though we are in the sign of Virgo right now, the sun is changing signs on the equinox, and the North Node, like I said, is in Gemini, and it's been in Gemini for a while, and it's going to be in Gemini for a little while longer. All right, and then you got that Lilith energy right there enticing everybody to use that power of Gemini even more. But you remember, you got to be careful with that. So watch out for the communication, watch out for the information exchange, watch out for where the information is coming from. Please. And don't get sucked into no bullshit, because you just like falling for anything willy-nilly that you hear.
Because think about this, you know, we talked about going into the equinox, which is the planting season, you know, fall equinox. Well, really, it's planning. It's the planning before you plan. But the point I'm making is that whatever mentality, whatever energy that you have during the season is what you're essentially planting. And then this is what's going to manifest into the next year's harvest. So it's important to get clear now, because once you plant, that's the seed. You know what I'm saying? And so it's better to be proactive and have it together now with the right energy, and to be very clear about what you wanting to manifest and to put in the ground, or sowing your seeds, you know, and also being aware enough to where you're the one planting your seed rather than other people's influences filtering in, and then you're planting their seeds instead. Does that make sense?
It made sense to me. I hope it made sense to everybody who was paying careful and close attention, yeah, and focusing on the details of your words, like you was telling everybody to do. Oh, and real quick, I wanted to say this too. Jupiter, the placement that Jupiter has right now, Jupiter's been in Aquarius for a while. And Jupiter's getting ready to go direct next month, but it's still in retrograde right now. It's going to be in retrograde for the rest of this month. Understand that part of what that means, I don't, you know, want to get into a whole lot of what that means, but part of what that means is that the rebelliousness of the planet, the people on the planet, all the rebellions, that's going to continue to spread a lot this month, especially with Mercury shadow coming up next week and then Mercury retrograde hitting by the end of the month. All of September is going to be an increase of rebelliousness all over the planet. So please, 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 please be mindful of your surroundings. If you want to be part of the rebellion, have at it. But just understand that it's going to be happening. It's been happening, which is part of what we were talking about. We missed 2 months, so we didn't get the chance to kind of like lead y'all up to this point. But yeah, the Jupiter's all about like excess and growth and the spreading of things, and like things being extended outward at very great distances. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be seeing a lot more of the rebellion, yo. Like it's going to continue to spread. People are going to feel more and more like rebelling if they haven't been rebelling, along with everybody who has been rebelling.
And something else too made me think about with the Five of Wands energy, because remember, you know, Five of Wands is aggression, and all, to a certain extent, the King of Swords, if it's not balanced, being a tyrant, being a bully. I spoke more on being the victim or the recipient of that energy. I didn't speak about being that energy. So when you talk about rebellion and the fact that people are resistant, think about you, your role in that being somebody who's imposing your ideas and your views on others. That's something else that is an undertone that wasn't really, I know I didn't discuss it.
That's a good point.
You talk about rebellion. Well, everybody's rebelling against anything. So however
you examine your rebelliousness,
right?
Like examine, like, what is it about? Why are you rebelling? You
know, but also respect other people's rebelliousness and their resistance.
God, yes, please, Lord.
You know, in other words, this is not a month to impose your views on others or to force other people to do what you want them to do.
Yes. Oh my God, that was perfect. Thank you. Don't set yourself up to be rebelled against.
Yeah, that ain't gonna be good.
Don't do that. Yeah. Not this month.
Not really anytime.
Right. But definitely not this month. Get your feelings hurt.
Right, because that's the other part of the Five of Wands. And you see a traditional deck, it's five people and they've got sticks. You don't want nobody coming for you with them sticks.
Like an ambush.
Right.
No, we're not going to take it.
No coups up in here.
So, yeah, that's my piece, honey. I think that's all I got. Y'all check me out on IG. I'm gonna be doing a lot more lives now that, you know, we're switching up things around here. So I'm gonna be talking more about the planets on Instagram. So look for me over there if you want more details about this stuff, if you want to interact with me, if you want to engage in Gemini energy with me.
In two-way communication.
In two-way communication. So you can ask your questions and get answers right on the spot. I'm there for you.
All right, y'all. So that is it for September 2021's Why in the Sky.
Finito.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed it.
Done.
I hope you got what you needed.
Finished.
We are all one. Again, thank you for listening. Definitely send us feedback. You know, we definitely take into consideration you guys' feedback. And definitely share this with others, you know, and put this out there for anybody you feel like could benefit from this information.
Yes.
We definitely enjoy doing the Why in the Skies. Again, I'm Crystal's son. And if
it's
you need
good
to read.
To be back.
It is good to be back.
Yeah, it is
good to be back.
New and improved.
New and improved. Revamped. So if you need to reach me, you can find me on Instagram. I am the only Crystalis Son on Instagram now. I had to change my name.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that. That might be a whole separate episode.
Okay.
So that is my new Instagram name. I had some things going on, a situation. I had to change my Instagram name. You can find me there. You can email me.
Had some issues with some administrative people.
You can email me at therapeuticvibrations@gmail.com, or you can find me on bethevibe.com.
Wow.
And how can the people get a hold of you, Mr. Shaman?
You can reach out to me on IG, and my IG is Spirit Science Institute. All one word, no spaces, no dashes, no symbols.
That was so smooth.
And you can also reach me on Physics ATL, which is spelled F as in Frank, I-Z-Z-I-X ATL. That's my store. And definitely look for more information coming out about products and all kind of other stuff over there.
Perfect. All right. So again, hope you guys enjoyed this month's Why in the Sky. We look forward to doing more. Continue on with this. I hope you guys are excited about the third season of Be the Vibe Radio, because
yes.
I am.
Yes, indeed.
I got all kinds of things I'm going to talk about. I have a whole list.
Yes, she does.
A whole list. I've been writing the list of things. I haven't done an unpopular opinion in a while. I haven't. You know, I have some things I need to talk about. I need to get off my chest. So, keep on the lookout. I know for those who are on Spotify, you guys get notifications, I think, when I post a new episode. Mm. Or you could follow me here on Anchor, because that's where I post the main things on Anchor.
And go see her at the store.
Yes.
Simbi's Conjure.
Simbi's Conjure. Yeah, you can find me there, too, if you want to chat with me in person.
International Mall, Jonesboro Road.
Yeah.
Forest Park, Georgia. Pow.
In the meantime, stay blessed. Stay positive.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. All right. Until next time.
Peace. The universe will love you like you love yourself. If you love yourself.